Track 12. As chief executive of Richardson's, Greg Munford is at the heart of the Broads, and he's also on the Broads Authority. Here he shares some of his thoughts about the last year and the future.
How's the summer looking for Richardson's after such a turbulent period?
We're forecasting a record year. From the spring bank holiday onwards, we are seeing occupancy at record levels. Late July, August and early September are historically a sellout. Where we are seeing increased demand is outside of peak and school holidays. If the trend follows last year, we expect to see record occupancy levels in June, September and October. So now really is the time to start planning your 2022 holiday. The exciting trend from last year is the new-to-boating customer, those who swap their week on a cruise or Balearic break for the Broads. And more rewarding is the number of people who were first-time boaters last year choosing to return this year after a wonderful experience.
What have you been doing during the long closures?
The lockdown restrictions in late 2020 to April 2021 didn't actually affect the holiday boating side of the business, as we're in our winter maintenance programme then, and that's when the team are busy pulling all the fleet out of the water and putting them through our huge hangars the size of football pitches for engineering, carpentry, painting, polishing work, all ready for the new season.
The Broads is a hot ticket. How will it cope with a growth in visitors?
As a tourism business operating in the Broads National Park, the promotion, protection and maintenance of this unique environment is so important. The team at the Broads Authority do an amazing job of balancing the promotion of the park and its special qualities, while at the same time maintaining and protecting this unique area. Although being the smallest, geographically speaking, of the UK national parks, we have a unique environment providing habitat for 25% of the rarest wildlife in the UK. So while the Broads is a hot ticket, the number of boats available to hire is only 20% of that at its peak. So although we are seeing additional uses on the waterway, the only growth will be stretched across the whole boating season, mitigating against over-tourism.
Richardson's is getting behind Norfolk Day as sponsors. What are you hoping the day will achieve?
Well, now more than ever, we realise how lucky we are to live in the amazing county of Norfolk. And during this extremely difficult time, more and more of us are getting outside to explore what's right on our doorstep, enjoying time together in our communities, albeit socially distanced, but never too distanced to share a hello. Then we can't think of a better time to get behind the Norfolk Day celebrations. We're one of the most popular destinations in the UK, with the wonders of the Broads National Park, stunning coastline, countryside, the magnificent city of Norwich on our doorstep, and amazing people. And that makes Norfolk something to really shout about.
What would your perfect day on the Broads look like?
I am lucky enough to live by the river, so every day I wake and look out across the marshes, a perfect start to the day. I spend part of my week working at our marina in Stalham, and during my downtime I love getting out on the water. As soon as you set sail, the pace of life changes. Mooring up, enjoying a long lunch at a riverside pub or restaurant, and then heading back home just before dusk. There's a sense of stillness I've yet to find anywhere else.